This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea, as state media says, that leader Kim Jong-un called for stronger effort to overcome hardships and challenges facing his country as he opened a key political meeting after carrying out a record number of missile tests this year. Experts say Kim will likely use the meeting that began Monday to reaffirm his resolve to expand his weapons programs while laying out economic projects. In his opening comments, Kim claimed North Korea has had successes and increased its political, military, economic, and cultural power this year. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov gave Ukraine an ultimatum on Monday to fulfill Moscow's proposals, including surrendering territory Russia controls or its army would decide the issue. This comes a day after the President Vladimir Putin said that he was open to talks. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Also on Monday, a drone believed to be Ukrainian penetrated hundreds of kilometers through Russian airspace, causing a deadly explosion at the main base for Moscow's strategic bombers in the latest attack to expose gaps in its air defenses. Moscow said it had shot down the drone, causing it to crash at the Ingalls Air Base, where three service members were killed. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Taiwan says that China's military sent 71 planes and 7 ships toward Taiwan in 24-hour display of force directed at the self-ruled island. This is VOA News. With approximately 50 deaths blamed on winter weather across the United States, snowfall in western New York has now closed the airport in Buffalo, as travelers around the country struggle to reach their destinations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
More snow is falling in Erie County, New York, already socked with a pair of winter storms.
It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Governor Kathy Hochul on state road closures. While we're learning from the Buffalo airport that it is closed until Tuesday at 11 a.m. in San Diego.
Cancel flight 347 back from Oakland.
As heard on KFMB-TV, hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled, and luggage just piled up at the baggage carousels as would-be travelers tried to rebook their flights. FlightAware.com says more than 2,000 U.S. flights have been canceled on this busy travel day after Christmas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban leadership to ban women from working at international and local non-governmental organizations. More on that from AP correspondent Tim McGuire. I should say Ed Donahue.
The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says women in Afghanistan are in desperate need of assistance. Women like Amina. She says, how can we survive? My husband is sick. He can't work. I need to pay the bills, house, rent, buy medicine. Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad.
When the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
China will drop a COVID-19 quarantine requirement for passengers arriving from abroad starting January 8th. The National Health Commission announced the change Monday as part of the latest easing of China's one strict virus control measures. People coming to China will still need a negative virus test 48 hours before departure, and passengers will be required to wear protective masks on board. The arriving passengers currently must quarantine for 5 days at a hotel, followed by 3 days at home. China abruptly dropped pandemic restrictions earlier in the month, sparking widespread outbreaks that have swamped hospital emergency rooms and funeral homes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.